receiving record, 113 catches.
What keeps me busy is FS1. That's where I'm working now. Love being with the company, top to bottom, first class.
Richard Sherman has a lot of guys in that locker room following him. Where was he wrong? He was wrong by putting the family business in the street.
What I'm doing now is hosting Speak for Yourself with Jason Whitlock. So it's a lot of fun. I don't classify myself as a successful broadcaster. I classify myself as someone who's been broadcasting since my playing days ended. And I try to get better and better at the craft of broadcasting. So I'm still building. I'm still evolving. The stage I'm at now is I try to be the most authentic version of myself every day. And I'm very, very comfortable on the mic. I'm comfortable with the people I'm working with. I'm comfortable with the content. And I like not only talking National Football League, college football, college basketball, NBA. So that's what Fox has really provided me a great opportunity. So I'm at a different stage in my career. I'm looking forward to see where it goes. I don't think the Vikings' identity is with their defense. I think that's their best unit. And, you know, we're just now moving on from the Adrian Peterson era. So I wouldn't say their identity has been their defense with Zimmer. Their identity has been Adrian Peterson.
Hand off Adrian. Room around the right side to the 25 to the 30. He's to the 40 to the 50. No flags on the play. Inside the 10 to the 5. Adrian to the 3-yard line.
They had to make a decision on Adrian. And that's one of the dominoes effect of being able to get Latavius. I worked with him when he was at UCF coming out. Very, very raw prospect. And at the time, they didn't know if he was going to be a running back, wide receiver. He was just a great athlete. He's turned into a good football player. So it was a good fit. Got him signed on a short-term deal, not the huge commitment, the $17 million that they would have to commit to Adrian. So that was a strong move to start the offseason because you really had to put a marker there and say, okay, what are we going to do moving forward? And once you decide to do that, you had to rebuild the offensive line. You had to be able to help Sam out. So that's what they were able to do. It's hard to maintain the players that they had, so I'm not surprised some of the players decided to sign other places, but Dayton Jones is a good player. He's probably underperformed, former first-round draft pick, another UCLA kid on the roster. So it'll be interesting to see how Zim develops because he's had success with players who were high draft picks when he was in Cincinnati and Dallas, and they didn't necessarily perform with their first team, then Zim would get the best out of them. So Zim is a great motivator, especially from a defensive standpoint. So I think that's a good add and a good match from a coach to a player standpoint.
Bradford passing right, and it's caught by Adam Thielen. Touchdown!
He reminds me of a better version of Chris Walsh, you know. And we've always kind of had some local players who come from the state that kind of are a local draw, but are they really, really good enough to play? I think he's probably the best one that we've had locally who he had a legitimate chance to be a starter and to be a consistent player. And he's really made himself into a player. You know, I like players like that. He's not the most athletic. He's not the best route runner. He's not the fastest. He's not the tallest. He's not the strongest. But the combination of all those things, and he's a team player. What the Vikings football club did for me personally, to me it will always supersede what I was able to accomplish on the field. I played with a lot of great players. Was coached by a lot of good coaches, and they really taught me the trade, how to be a professional, all those things. But with the organization, how they extended themselves to really help me as a person, to really give me the strength that what I have today, that will forever be the lasting impression as far as the people of Minnesota, the Vikings organization. And now even under different ownership with the Wolf family, they still do a tremendous job of trying to help the athletes. Not only in the Twin City areas, but anywhere that they might call home, but helping them on and off the field. And that's kind of been the standard for the Vikings organization and why I'm still very, very fond of them.
Got a man, it's caught